Hi, this is Chris Jobling. I've just finished reading Martin Weller's paper, The Decentralization Dilemma in Educational IT, one of the week two readings on Plenk 2010. And I thought I'd just record a few thoughts about our own situation at my institution, which is Swansea University here in Wales. We've been using Blackboard at Swansea for a long time. In fact, I was one of the first members of staff to use it, I think, and still using it. We've just upgraded to version 9.1 this last summer. And although it is very much, I suppose, a content management system model, there are ways you can encourage more interesting learning activities. And I've certainly been inspired by this multiple massive open online course that we've engaged with here to try a few other things out. For example, I didn't realise that discussion boards could be so powerful, really. I'd sort of avoided them in my own teaching. But providing there is some reason to use them, they can be quite powerful, I think. Also, Blackboard 9.1 is trying to open itself up a bit. It has links into some of the popular social tools like Flickr and YouTube. It's not all the way there, though. It still requires some form of aggregation management system. You can't bring in RSS feeds or take out RSS feeds very easily. I've always got around that by using embedding tools where necessary. And you can always get your students to sort of build sort of the personal learning networks using Twitter and Facebook and so on, on top of Blackboard. But I think they possibly do need the central place to go for things. But even at Swansea, I think a lot of staff use different techniques, or they use Blackboard purely as a content management system, or try not to use it at all, if at all possible, and stick with their traditional methods. So I think, you know, pedagogy has to come first in any case, and we're a long way behind knowing what to do with students, let alone how to build these things into our learning environments. So we're definitely in the area of an LMS at Swansea, although some of us are trying personal learning environments. I agree with Martin to some extent that it might be difficult to do this for lots of students,